Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, meaning that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Because if you ever heard this show before, you know that there will be odds, there will be adversity, there will be challenges. And the whole mission here is to work through those things, to work over those things, to work around those things, to outwork those things, but to do the clock in work to figure out the solution to whatever problem it is that we are facing today. Now, this is episode 122 entitled Closing a Chapter. And it's for a very special reason today, honestly, at least in my household. So if you don't know our history, let me just give you a little bit of what our experience has been over the last 2 years. So in our household, we're celebrating because we're counting down to the end, to the close of a very significant chapter, a chapter that brought the best out of us, the best out of us, by putting us through the worst things that we've ever experienced. It was truly a trial by fire, overlapping COVID and career change and economic chaos and so much of the world being put literally on pause. And that was the world's version of it, right? Ours internally was a little bit different. It was a little bit tweaked. And what I can say about our journey is that though we didn't let the journey keep us from being able to live, we changed what living looked like for us. Now, let me just go ahead and get into the facts of it. So in 2020, my oldest son was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Now, this was 2 months after COVID had began, and this was 8 months after we had relocated across country to buy a business. And COVID began and threw off our business plans, and then cancer came and shifted our life plans. But I wouldn't say it threw them off. Why? Because at this point, I can see that we were meant to go through some challenging things. But because we were best suited to overcome those challenging things. See, it was really about who we would become in that experience and in that journey. And I know someone's listening to this and knows how ugly this journey can be and has been for many people. And it's saying, how can you apply any positive meaning to this? And my answer to you is because we had to. We had no other choice. It was the only way to choose growth, the only way that made sense in regards to guiding an 8-year-old through what was sure to be the most challenging journey of his young life, because it was the most challenging journey of our older lives. But even within everything that we went through, from day one, we focused our efforts, our energy, our intentionality, our mindsets, our bodies, our spirits, everything that we had. We focused everything that we had forward because we knew that that was the only choice and the only direction we could go. We weren't in a rush to go back to Texas, right? We couldn't just wipe away the medical diagnosis. We couldn't just ignore it as if it wasn't important and wasn't impactful, right? We weren't going to deprive our son of his life with a woe is me attitude, despite the difficulties that were surely ahead of him and ahead of us. So instead, we, as a father of my three sons, and my wife as a mother of our three sons, we committed our energy and our efforts to still living life. We still played games. We traveled. We went to Disney World. We've been to Texas. We went camping. We had family movie nights. We had milestones. We moved. We got promotions. We started new jobs. We started businesses. We started at a new school. We didn't let the challenge be the title of this chapter, because our lives have been about so much more than just what the challenge has been. And the point that I'm looking to share with you today is that maybe you're in a chapter that you've made the most of, but it's still time to close that chapter. It can still be time to close that chapter. It can still be time for you to transition forward and to begin the new chapter with the energy and with who you became in this last chapter that's been so difficult. And I think what's great about the timing of this episode and the closing of this chapter is that the world is opening back up right now. we're having so much more access to things. We're seeing crowds, right? Masks are few and far between, right? We're seeing fewer and fewer cases. And yes, there are still challenges. There's still issues in the world, but there always have been. There always will be. But there have been few in our lifetimes that have been as clearly impactful as COVID. And then, of course, as I said, in our household, it was COVID and then cancer that overlapped one another. So again, what I'm encouraging you to do today is to ask yourself if the chapter that you're in deserves to be closed, if it's time to implement the closing of that chapter. Not to say or diminish, not to say that you've not been through anything, not to say that it hasn't been a good time, right? And not to diminish the experience as a whole, but to say that sometimes you have to let go of one chapter in order to start another, to start anew, to be more disciplined, more resilient, more growth focused, to establish and identify and commit to your growth mindset, to say that I'm leveling up at every turn, to say that I'm willing to learn in whatever method that it takes, to say that I'm willing to grow and lose the weight and gain the knowledge and start the schooling, whatever that looks like for you. It's just so important that we at some point tell ourselves that enough is enough, and that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that I'm open to these new ideas, and that these vices do not mean life for me. They can mean death for me. So is this vice worth your life? How long will you let something meaningless destroy your dreams? It means something different for everyone, but again, I'm challenging you to just process this in your mind. What would it take for you to say today that what has happened is now in the past, because you cannot revisit it, you cannot rewind, there is no going back, and you are now in the closing, you're on the last page, the last paragraph, the last sentence of this chapter that you may not have fully enjoyed, but that you were transformed within. I think that if we allow ourselves to think of that transformation that took place in these last 2 years, right? Or at least in my example, in this last 2 years, if we allow ourselves to apply the proper meaning to it, then we can close this chapter without heavy hearts. We can take a breath of fresh air. We can open the door to new opportunities. We can receive keys to open new doors. But it really does take the commitment to saying the things that are no longer serving me, those vices, those challenges, that mindset, those things of the past, they can't come with me in this new chapter. Why? Because a new chapter needs to be filled with new energy, with new ideas, with new implementation, with new commitment, with new effort, with new people, with new life. You deserve that new life. But for those of you who may be struggling with holding on to things that are no longer serving you, it's time for you to purge. You gotta purge those things. Let them go. Cut them loose. Set them free. Free yourself, as a matter of fact. Free yourself from those things, because the weight of them, once you have built up your endurance and your resistance to that weight, it's time to add on some more weight. It's time to try something new. It's time to expose yourself to more. And the truth is, you can either take this growth and run with it, or you can waste your life running from it. But either way, growth is the most natural order of who we are and what we are meant to experience. So I just encourage you, I invite you to join me, to join us, to join this community on the journey of closing this chapter that is no longer serving you and opening up this next chapter. Let me tell you the best part of opening up this next chapter, of starting this next chapter. The best part is this: you're the author. You are writing this chapter. You don't even need to title it just yet. Just start writing, and guess what? The title will come to you. Just start writing in the structure, in the style of who you strive to become based on who you transformed into up to this point, right? If you're in a relationship, or if you were in a relationship and that chapter has closed, and now you need to reestablish your independence in this new chapter of your life, then write the best chapter that you can possibly write to start your independent life. If you change careers, write the best chapter for your new career. If you've moved to a new place, write that best chapter. If you want to get into the best shape of your life, go for it. Get it. All these things are absolutely within reach. They're within hand. They are, you can see them. If you look, you can see them when you close your eyes, which tells me how real they are to the mind, though they may not be real in the world just yet, but give it time. For real. I think of the many people who today are living lives that they never thought they could have or would be capable of, but they made it here through commitment, through being clocked in, through choosing growth. And I truly believe that if you commit today, again, to starting your new chapter with fresh energy and writing it in the fonts, in the style, you know, that you choose to for your future, not for where you are right now, but for the future and who you want to become, I believe that great things are capable. And not to harp on it too long, let me just give you the reason that this is closing a chapter for us. Not because we've reached end of treatment for my son just yet, but just the other day, he had his final lumbar puncture, which is a spinal tap. And that spinal tap is a procedure where he's sedated, where he, you know, is a little loopy for an hour or two, where it's hard to walk afterwards, where he goes through some pain, where his port, a catheter, is accessed, and they draw blood. It was at a new hospital. It was all of these things, but it was still meaningful and it was still special. Why? Because it was the closing of a chapter. It wasn't the final sentence, but we were definitely in the final few paragraphs. And now we're just under 45 days before he gets to ring the bell. And that's why this is so important to me. So I hope that you've listened all the way through to this point to understand that, again, if he can close that chapter, if we can close that chapter and prepare to move forward, then so can you. You just have to choose to. So my question is, will you choose growth? Will you choose to commit? Will you choose to move forward and to grow and to improve and to commit? Promise yourself that for your mental health, for your spiritual health, for your physical health, that you will always, for the rest of your life, choose personal development, because I'm telling you, it's been a game changer. So let me finish up by giving you a few tips to closing the chapter. These are simple, these are straightforward, but if you actually take the time to experience them, to see them through, I think that there is value in them for you. And tip number one is this: reflect on where you started and how you felt in the beginning. Because I can tell you, the first 3 days after my son was diagnosed with leukemia, and I'm explaining it to family members, explaining it to my wife over the phone because of COVID protocols, I'm trying to explain what is a life-altering illness to my 8-year-old and to his brothers. That was hard. It was so difficult. And I wasn't as confident as I am today in knowing how to handle it or how to navigate it. So when I reflect on where I started and how I felt in the beginning and how I was a crying mess, because I thought for the first time in my life that I could lose my child, a child of mine. And when I think about how I felt in the beginning versus where I am now, man, you know, for those of you that are religious, you know, this is not to force it upon you, but man, God is good. God is good because we're still here, we're still fighting, we're still laughing, we're still loving, we're still present, we're still growing. Not only that, we've actually produced things in this journey that we may not have otherwise. And number two is to be present in where you are, considering how far you've come. So I can now look around at the home that we're in, at the job that I'm holding. I can look around at my boys and how they've matured through this journey, how my oldest lost his hair, got his hair back, had lost a significant amount of weight, of course, due to the medications and everything. Now he's weighing a solid 95 pounds at 9 years old, soon to be 10 here pretty soon. He's, you know, nearly 5 feet tall, and he's a young man. He's matured. We've all matured, and I can be present in where we are when we're having fun. Yesterday we bowled to celebrate his last lumbar puncture, right? And I could be present in that moment and enjoy them and take it in and be grateful and practice gratitude and go through the gratitude check of I'm grateful for the home, I'm grateful for the vehicles, I'm grateful for the opportunities, I'm grateful for the wisdom, I'm grateful for the opportunity, like for all these things. And tip number three to helping you close the chapter is to visualize how far you'll go based on who you become along this journey. Who have you become? I know that you aren't perfect. None of us are. Let's just keep it real. I didn't become the perfect dad, perfect father, perfect husband, perfect employee, perfect entrepreneur in this journey, but I became the practicing father, husband, entrepreneur, employee, developing person, coach, mentor, all of these things. And look, if doctors and nurses can get their certifications, their degrees, lawyers too, and for their lives, for their careers, be in practice, then why can't you be in practice? But practice, being in practice, is the intentionality, right? It's the persistence. It's knowing that you are seeking to improve and to develop in this area for the foreseeable future. So again, visualize how far you'll go based on who you become along this journey and commit to being in practice for the rest of your life. Because if you take this energy, you take these experiences, you take these lessons, and you really carry them forward, then I just believe in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, that the rest of your life really can be the best of your life, as cliche as it is and as cliche as it sounds. But the rest of your life can be the best of your life, but you have to decide when enough is enough, when you're on the last paragraph, on the last sentence, when this chapter needs to end, and now this new chapter has to begin. Now, as always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow, and I believe in your ability to do so, but I must tell you that you must do the work. So I hope that this episode has inspired you to close a chapter and to start a new one. It's Corey. Have a great day.